New York Governor Andrew Cuomo received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in public at a church on Wednesday. Karen DeWitt reports he wants to forge ahead as usual, despite strong statements from President Biden and House Speaker Pelosi about his political future.
Today, I'm going to take the vaccine.
Yeah. Cuomo says he wanted to receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at a pop-up site at a black church in Harlem to help combat vaccine hesitancy among some in the African-American community. The carefully staged event was not open to the media. The governor was surrounded by supporters from the African-American community, including former Congressman Charlie Rangel and NAACP president and Cuomo family friend Hazel Dukes, whom Cuomo referred to as his second mother. Dukes did not directly mention the sexual harassment allegations against Cuomo from multiple women and a scandal over charges that the governor and his aides covered up the actual number of nursing home deaths during the pandemic. She says the focus should be on approving the state budget in 2 weeks.
Me and the governor is talking about getting the budget passed by April 1st. No other nonsense.
President Joe Biden said in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven to be true, then the governor needs to step down.
If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
The governor says he agrees that if anyone did something illegal, then they should leave.
If you committed a crime, you can be prosecuted. That's true. But what President Biden said was we should do an investigation.
The governor, who has said previously he does not believe he ever acted inappropriately towards any of his accusers, wants to wait until an investigation by the state's attorney general and an impeachment inquiry by the state assembly gather all the facts. But he repeated that he has no plans to resign. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.